Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, this two-week pause, and maybe longer, brings pain and anger in Borough Park.
Another night of violent protests over new restrictions on houses of worship, schools, and businesses.
We'll go right to Marla Diamond in Borough Park, where in Connecticut, meantime, on a brighter note, in Darien, Sean Adams.
Phase 3 reopening in Connecticut means restaurants back to 75% indoor capacity.
If you want to stay open, you've got to follow the protocols.
We will hear what Mike Pence and Kamala Harris argued about at the debate and the thing neither would talk about. And now it's win or go home for the Yankees.
The Rays rough up Masahiro Tanaka and push the Yankees to the brink.
Just very frustrated that I wasn't able to get the results tonight.
Brad Heller straight ahead. Also, how did Bill de Blasio handle this question from our Rich Lamb?
Just wondering whether you think the governor is usurping your authority as mayor. Do you think he secretly wants to be mayor of New York City?
This is Thursday, October 8th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Welcome to Thursday, the 8th of October. I'm Wayne Cabot. Good to have you along on the Morning News Roundup, where we recap what's going on at this very moment with a little bit of depth. Sometimes a little more than a little bit of depth. Sometimes a lot of depth, depending on the story and whether it warrants it. And this one certainly does, because the coming weeks will not be easy, to paraphrase the mayor, because starting today, businesses close in red zones and enforcement begins. Businesses, schools, restaurants. Let's go to those cluster zones. WCBS's Marla Diamond is in Borough Park again this morning. Marla, good morning again. So who is doing the enforcement starting today? What are they empowered to do? And do we know for how long?
Good morning, Wayne. After months of education and very little enforcement, Mayor de Blasio is taking a tougher approach.
To stop this outbreak, dead in its tracks for the good of all New York City.
So the NYPD will begin enforcing the state-imposed zones, the red areas where the number of people testing positive over 3% for the last 7 days. Mass gatherings will be subject to hefty fines of up to $15,000. Schools, public and private, will be closed. Restaurants must go back to takeout only. The city has created an app where you can put in your zip code to find if you're in the red, orange, or yellow zone. Schools in those yellow zones around the hot cluster areas will be open, but students and staff will be tested for the virus every week.
And Marla, meantime, the defiance continues. I just saw a video of another protest last night. A lot of people were not wearing masks, and I guess there was more burning going on in the street. What do you know about that and about someone being attacked?
Yes, there was one person attacked by people who were at this protest here in Borough Park on 13th Avenue and 46th Street. A very similar scene to what we saw a few nights ago. The people here in the Orthodox community say they are appalled that the governor and the mayor would do this in the midst of a Jewish holiday. It is Sukkot. And force them out of their synagogues and back into the streets where they just simply are not prepared to have services. The mayor says that any violence will be is absolutely unnecessary and will be punished, although no people have been arrested as of yet.
Marla, thank you. Steve Scott in our newsroom got a hold of the man who was attacked, Jacob Kornbluh. He's a reporter, and he said to Steve Scott a little while ago that Heshy Tischler, who you've heard interviewed here on WCBS and elsewhere, one of the community activists, has been exploiting anger over this crackdown, which is happening right during the Jewish holidays.
Dancing with the Torah is a tradition, is a religious practice. And so people are frustrated, and they, you know, I guess he tapped into that frustration and that anger and is just leading them. He's become a popular figure in recent weeks, and he's just leading them to do violent acts and to attack and confront the media that is just doing the job of reporting the data and what's happening in the community.
Which is what happened to him, Jacob Kornbluh, and he has filed a report with the police this morning. Let's go to the hot COVID zone of Rockland County, East Ramapo. Supervisor Michael Speck telling LoHUD they've gotten no specifics there about from the governor's office about what the towns are supposed to do regarding local police enforcement. And to Connecticut, to a place where they are opening still, with more people inside restaurants today, more people allowed to gather in a room. All of Connecticut, and good morning to Darien, where Sean Adams is this morning. Sean, aren't infection rates rising in Connecticut?
A slight uptick recently in Connecticut, the positivity rate hovering around 1.5%, although it was 0.7% just the other day. But more people definitely in the hospital, triple from August, but that's not enough to stop phase three. So 75% indoor capacity now for restaurants, barbershops, salons, libraries, houses of worship, 50% indoor capacity, max 200 people. Indoor events like weddings. You could have a wedding. Perhaps it could top out at 100 people. Movie theaters and the like, 50% capacity. Governor Lamont is urging people to keep on observing safety regulations.
And I think as you move from an outdoor culture to an indoor culture, that's going to be the variable that we've got to watch like a hawk. It's going from outdoor dining slowly to indoor dining. How many people want to take advantage of that? That's much more important, I think, than the 50 or 75%. We just wanted to give our restaurants a little bit of flexibility. They've been managing so very well when it comes to the protocols.
A cautious step forward. Bars and nightclubs, though, remain closed. Wayne?
Sean, are you going to see the governor inside a restaurant anytime soon?
You will not. On a personal level, this is something that the governor has said. He's not quite ready to dine indoors just yet. He is 66 years old. He's being cautious. Lamont says he did eat inside a restaurant once during this whole pandemic. He was near a large window. He is leaving the door open. He'll take a look. He says if the tables are spaced out, if there are partitions, he might consider it. But for now, Governor Lamont will put on a sweater and eat outside.
Sean Adams, reporting from Connecticut. Thank you, Sean. Well, here we go. It's a brand new day, and we're hoping for something good for maybe stimulus. Dow futures are up this morning. We're hoping for maybe some good news about a virus treatment. And Joe Connolly is here now with the big money story, and Bill Gates is seeing some hope. Joe.
Yes. Regeneron Chief Executive Dr. Richard Schleifer said this week, Wayne, that the president getting Regeneron's treatment, which seems to have worked quite well, created a very difficult situation for Regeneron. They gave it to the president on an emergency basis, but how about everybody else? Well, the news may be overtaking this ethical issue. If President Trump continues to appear that he's recovered from the virus quickly after heavy doses of some of these new drugs, Regeneron of Westchester County and Eli Lilly have both now suddenly asked for emergency approval of their new treatments for everyone, given the need for them and the fact that advanced tests have been quite promising. And Bill Gates told the Wall Street Journal new treatments like these to treat the virus could be available by the end of this year and could bring the death toll down by a high amount, according to Bill Gates. All this before a vaccine is widely available. I'm Joe Connolly for Bloomberg. Back to you, Wayne.
Joe, thank you. That's the kind of thing that Mike Pence actually referenced in the debate last night, the vaccine, the potential availability. We're going to hear about that and also about the fly. Why the fly is trending on social media. Straight ahead.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now the weather day ahead. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. Craig, what's coming up?
Sunshine for today, in fact, with a cool start, but an afternoon high around 65, definitely cooler than yesterday, with a gusty breeze, but a nice day overall. Mainly clear and chilly for tonight as it drops back down to about 50 in the city and 40s in the suburbs. Friday, it is a chilly start once again, but the afternoon is 64 to 68, just about where you'd expect it for this time of year. And for the upcoming weekend, sunny and warmer starts it off on Saturday. Can't say the same about the next 2 days, but sunny and warmer for Saturday and a high close to 75. Right now in the city, it's 56. We're headed up to about 65.
Hey, Craig, before you're on, we've got this hurricane still threatening the Gulf Coast. What's the latest on that?
It has definitely intensified again. It was a Category 4, almost a 5, hit the Yucatan, hit Cozumel, Cancun, that area, and really did a lot of damage, but also weakened as it went over land and dropped down to about 90 miles per hour last night. Now it's back out over very, very warm Gulf waters. It's back up to 100 miles per hour in terms of sustained wind, even stronger gusts, and looks like it will continue to strengthen until it gets just about to the Louisiana coastline again. Again, almost near the same areas as Laura hit just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a lot of punishing storms down there this
yes.
year. Thank you, Craig. Yep. VP debate brings back normal politics. That's the headline from Axios. Normal politics has returned. Neither Kamala Harris nor Vice President Mike Pence lost their cool, neither raised their voice, and in some cases, neither answered the question. Another sign of normal politics returning. More about that in a second, but first, the key topic that no one can escape, not even the president, and that's the virus. CBS's Tom Foti recaps that.
There was talk of a COVID vaccine to come at the vice presidential debate, Democrat Kamala Harris.
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
But from Vice President Mike Pence,
your continuous undermining of confidence in a vaccine is just it's just unacceptable.
By the way, Pence defended the mostly maskless Rose Garden event for Judge Barrett and said it was an outdoor event. A lot of attendees tested for the coronavirus and then said President Trump and I trust the American people to make choices in the best interest of their health. The vice president said that a Biden-Harris administration would raise taxes on Americans. And Kamala Harris' response?
The truth and the fact is, Joe Biden has been very clear. He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year.
He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking. It
would be important if you said the truth.
And neither would answer the question about whether they have had a conversation about age with the top of the ticket and what they would do should Joe Biden, age 77, or Donald Trump, age 74, become unable to serve. Now it's time for sports, and let's get to it because the Yankees are on the brink of elimination, and Brad Heller's here with that story. Brad.
Hey, good morning, Wayne. Masahiro Tanaka, who has been terrific in the postseason as a Yankee, but not this year. He struggled again, second straight start, 8 innings so far in the postseason. He's given up 11 runs, an ERA over 12. He was knocked out in the fifth inning last night. The Yankees lost to the Rays 8-4. They are now down in the series 2-1.
I thought my stuff was better. It was better compared to my last outing, and I thought that I was well prepared going into this game, so you know that makes it even more frustrating.
Yeah, home runs by Kevin Kiermaier and Randy Arozarena, who's the hottest hitter in the postseason right now. 3 more hits, he's batting .600 in the playoffs. The only one that comes close right now is Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton did have a late home run. He's the first player to homer in each of his team's first 5 games of a postseason. By the way, that might have been Tanaka's final start as a Yankee. He's a free agent after the season. Jordan Montgomery will try and help extend the Yankees' season tonight, Wayne. He will get the start in Game 4 in San Diego.
And Brad, before you and I set our respective lineups for the weekend, what do we know about football and the games that might not be played?
Yeah, Wayne, right now 2 NFL games are in question, the Patriots and the Broncos, because Pat star Stephon Gilmore, the reigning defensive player of the year, testing positive for COVID-19. The Pats canceling practice yesterday and today. The Titans and the Bills, also a question mark. We know the Titans had their game last weekend postponed. Their facility was supposed to open yesterday, but 2 more players tested positive. ESPN says a group of Titans players held a workout at a local school in Nashville. That violates the NFL's coronavirus protocols. The league is investigating.
Thanks, Brad. On the Morning News Roundup, Thursday morning, it's the 8th of October. I'm Wayne Cabot. And each of 3 things to know, sponsored by Altice. Governor Phil Murphy is going to sign a bill to release thousands of prisoners early, the day after the election. A report today from NJ Advanced Media, knocking up to 8 months off sentences. People convicted of murder would not be eligible, nor aggravated sexual assault, nor repetitive compulsive sex offenders. Advocates say, though, that the early releases of other prisoners are necessary to save lives from a prison system with the highest coronavirus death rate in the nation. The second thing, videos have surfaced on social media showing country star Morgan Wallen partying maskless, close proximity to others, kissing several women, and so now the singer has been knocked off as musical guest for this weekend's SNL. Oh, and the third thing, the fly. As Mike Pence was answering a question about Black Lives Matter, a big black fly landed on his white hair, right on top of his head, a little to the left.
We don't have to choose between supporting law enforcement, improving public safety, and supporting our African-American neighbors.
And while people tried to focus on this answer, they couldn't help but look at this fly, which sat for a full 2 minutes. It didn't distract the vice president, as you can hear here, even if he knew it was there. But on any decent TV, you couldn't miss it. The fly has been trending on social media, and Joe Biden picked up on the moment, posting a picture of him holding a fly swatter. Oh, one last thing before we go on the morning news roundup, and that is this question from WCBS reporter Rich Lamb to the mayor.
The governor's new colors-coded system, red, orange, and yellow, seems extraordinarily confusing and sort of adds an element of confusion, it would appear, to try to enforce this stuff. And I'm just wondering whether you think the governor is usurping your authority as mayor. Do you think he secretly wants to be mayor of New York City?
At this moment in history, Rich, I wouldn't urge anyone to want to be mayor of New York City. It's a very, very challenging moment.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.